Get up weekday mornings with Hamish and Paris. But if you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.
We're talking grandparents at the moment. Now, my grandma is visiting me. I call her Nanny. And, you know, I asked Hamish, is there anything wrong with that? Am I a freak of the week for doing so? Yep. And now we're asking you, what do you call your grandparents? And if you are a grandparent, what do you prefer to be called?
Tess is on the line on 13, 12, 16. So what's the name for the grandparents?
Oh, okay. So I had a Nana and she was always Nana.
Yep.
And then when my children were born, she turned into Nanny Jarvis.
Right.
And now that I've got grandchildren, I'm Nanny Tess, and they've got a Nanny Mac and a Nonna.
And a Nonna. We're throwing a Nonna in
and
there.
And a Nonna.
Okay.
Nonna, yeah. See, that's money.
There's so
that's
many
cool.
Nannas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all nannies.
My kids, when they had a great-grandfather, he was Old Pop. So we just had Pop and then Old Pop. So
we've got Poppy Mac and Poppy Jarvis and Pop.
There we go. A whole bunch of different Pops.
yep.
All right, Tess, thank you for clearing that up for us. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We'll move across to Crystal now. Crystal, we're talking names for grandparents. What have you got?
Well, our family's a little weird. We range from, we've got a lot of great-grandparents and grandparents, so they've all got different names. So my husband, we still call his grandmother or great-grandmother, actually, Leanie, because we couldn't pronounce her name when he was a child, so she just gets Leanie.
Right.
She loves it. She hates being called great-grandmother. It's too formal.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
That's weird. Fair.
Yeah, okay. All right, what else have you got for us?
Now, my mother's called Mima.
Mima.
Like the Big Bang Theory, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's a good Mima. One.
We've got Mama. I call my grandmother Mama.
Mama, right.
Mama, yep. There's so many, honestly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Crystal, you've thrilled me with this. I've never heard these names.
They're good ones.
We're a little unusual.
Well, you know, as long as you understand that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal, thank you for that. We do appreciate the call. We'll move across to Troy now. Troy, we're talking names for grandparents. What have you got?
Well, when I was a kid, we had two Nana and Pops. Now, my kids have got a Nana and Gramps, a Nanny and Poppy. Mm-hmm. And on my wife's side, we got Mama and Grandpa.
There's another Mama.
Yeah, we've got a Mima and a Mama. I feel like maybe that's what I'll call my Nan now.
Mama.
It's confusing for us.
Where does Mama come from? Do we know? Is it?
I think it's just what they say when they're little and they get sick with it pretty much.
Well, Grandma.
Yeah, okay.
And then Mama.
And then
Hamish, in this world, you know, we've all got a name twin, right? So someone who has the exact same name as us, potentially living maybe a better life than us.
Yep.
I don't want to believe that. But this one guy called Brian Best has found his name opposite. So he's found someone called Brian Worse.
Yeah, right? Like it.
Yeah. He sent him a friend request like 5 years ago on Facebook, accepted it pretty recently, and Brian Best posted on Brian Worse will suck it, which is totally fair enough. Suck it, Brian Worse. Your name sucks compared to Brian Best.
Yeah, of course.
But it got me thinking, I found Paris Humphrey, but not Paris Humphrey, different Paris Humphrey to me, a couple of years ago, and I added her on Facebook because she's a few years older than me. So she got the email address, the Instagram username. She got everything that I wanted in my life, right?
Yeah.
But she's never accepted or responded to any of my messages.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, Paris, read the room, girlfriend. I'm not some random weirdo. We've obviously got the same name, and that's why I'm contacting you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of guys that obviously have the same name as me. There's a gymnast from Scotland, Hamish Carter. There's a triathlete from New Zealand called Hamish Carter. In fact, he won gold at the Sydney Olympics.
You see, I feel like you're making these up because when I looked up Hamish Carter, I could only find some guy who's from New Zealand, moved to London and has done a lot of Kentucky's by the looks of his Facebook photos.
Well, that could be the triathlete. You never know. After the, you know, running triathlons, he's decided I might go on a few Kentucky's. I don't know.
Sounds made up.
Well, it's not.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
Yes, I do have some questions. I always have some questions, Paris. You'll learn that of me. I enjoy asking a question on a Friday. So
I'm nervous. You say I will learn that. I've already learned that you ask questions.
I do ask questions.
I'm scared.
Okay. My first question is this. And feel free to answer the question if you can. If you can't, that's fine.
Okay.
If anybody does have an answer to any of these questions, you can call it through on 13 12 16 or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Hit South Queensland. Here's my first one. This came to me yesterday, actually. Claustrophobic people are not keen on enclosed spaces.
Of course. Yeah, of course
not. We get that. Nudists are not keen on being enclosed in clothes.
Yeah.
You get that. So why aren't they called clothtrophobic?
Because that would be dumb.
Thank you. What I was looking for when you answer my questions, if you're going to answer them, is something that's a little more positive.
Oh, okay. You're so right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, claustrophobic.
Okay, that's better. Thank you. Okay. I like that. Okay. Let's move on to the next question. Is there a cold equivalent to lukewarm?
I don't know.
Lukewarm, Sharon cold? I don't know.
Do you know where the term lukewarm comes from, even?
No idea.
I thought it was lukewarm for about 15 years of
Loop.
My life. Because I thought, surely it's not Luke.
And why is he only warm? Here's another. If the letter W is pronounced W as in two U's.
Yeah.
Then why isn't the letter M pronounced double N?
I do get that.
Good.
But also, that would be very annoying if it was, because everything's spelt with an M. But wait, you never say W when you... having a lot of moments. The sound W doesn't exist in words, does it?
No.
So you could call it double N and it still make an M.
Yes.
Holy welcome, I guess. All right.
All right, one last one. Why is it cheese that seems healthier when it's not melted?
I agree.
When it's melted, always just, you're like, oh, that's not healthy. My assumption is, and I know I'm going to answer my own question here, maybe, is that whenever we think melted cheese, it's always attached to pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza not healthy.
And it's sort of a bit like oilier.
Yeah.
The oil sort of separates.
It sits to the top. Yeah. All right. If you have any answers to any of those questions, feel free to give us a call, 13 12 16, 10 FM.
Get up weekday morning. Go. With Hamish and Paris. If you missed something, catch up at hits.com.au.